A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve.
There was a horrible killing of a radio talk show host. Her name is Gabby Ramos. She was murdered at home in Taylorsville. And we've spoken to Gabby's sister, Rocio. She's very, very frustrated because the manhunt, Dave, for the suspected murderer has stalled out.
But now it's been one month that happened, and it's really frustrating. I know they don't have the tools to catch him, or I don't know what happened that time, but it's frustrating for me.
And that's a tough one, especially for the victim's family, right? You don't know where they're at because you're not getting daily updates, but then you look at your watch and you realize it's been a month. Where are we at? What happened? Where's my justice?
Where is he? This happened in October. We're into November. We're approaching Thanksgiving. Many of us will be at the Thanksgiving Day table, sitting next to family members. And in their home, Gabby won't be there. And police say it was at the hands of her ex-fiancé, Manuel Omar Burciaga. So they were arguing over an engagement ring, so it seems as though she'd broken it off, or he broke it off. I mean, probably her. So according to Gabby's sister, when she spoke with us yesterday afternoon, Burciaga left, later returned. It's such a sick series of events. Because if I recall, when we were covering the story, they thought it was the police knocking at the door. They open the door and they're staring down the barrel of a gun, and he speeds off in his truck. And then in the beginning, we even talked to police a couple of times about this case. They were initially very optimistic about catching this guy.
They told me that they're going to catch him in the next 8 hours. But now it's been a month that happened, and it's frustrating for me.
You know, sometimes you're unlucky as law enforcement, and I have no question that law enforcement did their job, right? Sometimes you just can't find that person, right? There's a lot of ground to cover. There's a lot of area, and especially if you're speeding away and hiding out, you can get away. Now, the family is still dealing with this grief and loss of their loved one. You know, nothing's going to fill that void. But the fact that there has been no justice, that they haven't arrested the suspect, that just adds so much salt to this raw wound.
We need justice for her. We have to don't forget Gabby Ramos, because I don't want to, to my sister just be just a number asking for justice for Gabby. And don't forget, not just Gabby, sino every woman out there who suffered this kind of violence.
Gabby. We're talking about Gabby Ramos. She was the woman. She's in her 30s. She worked at a Spanish radio station here in the Valley. And her friends and family, her coworkers, said she was a rising star. Gunned down in her own home. Police believed it was the ex-fiancé. They got an arrest warrant for the guy, but they don't know exactly where he is. So this has been now 7 weeks, and they think maybe he's in Mexico. He fled to Mexico, but the family is dealing with something, Dave, that I hadn't thought about, because you'd think if he was in Mexico, they wouldn't be fearing for themselves, but they also fear he could still be in Utah. And after all, they were told by police, according to her sister, that they'd catch the guy in 8 hours. Well, it's been 7 weeks. So the question is, could he come after them?
We are doing well. We are kind of afraid, you know. The guy is out there, so we don't know if he can beat us, so he can do something against us. So we have a lot of feelings right now about it.
I bet. I bet they have a lot of feelings, a lot of fear. Because, again, when you're talking about this story, and they've been very gracious to continue to be interviewed because they want to get justice for Gabby. And they have been very open, and they're like, whatever I can do to help you catch this guy. Well, is there a vendetta now? Is he going to take out something on this family? You can see why, as unlikely as it is, that he probably is in Mexico and he probably will never come back to the States, you can still see why they are fearful.
I was glad to see this, that the family, her family, Gabby Ramos's family, reached out to Gabby Petito's family. I mean, we did track the story of Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie as well. Petito and Laundrie, if you remember, made their way through Utah through the summer. Gabby Petito was found dead outside Grand Teton National Park, strangled. Brian Laundrie, I believe we're expecting autopsy results on him sometime today, according to national news reports. He was found dead not far from his home in Florida. But they wanted, the Ramos family wanted to reach out to the Petitos to see if they can work together. And this is a good idea, I think, because we have so many missing women and it's related to domestic violence. So they want to create some sort of an Amber Alert type system that police could use when looking for suspects of domestic violence.
We're trying to get in touch with Gabby Petito families and try to do something else. We're trying to do a Gabby Alert, like an Amber Alert, you know, when child is abducted, when any child is abducted, police just put in the Amber Alert and everybody get it in on cell phones. We try to do the same thing for domestic violence, like Gabby Alert, you know, because when that happened to my sister, this guy just run away with the Gabby Alert or something alert. Maybe they catch him. Maybe we need that kind of tools for domestic violence, because it's getting worse.
I do wonder why we haven't tapped into that side of technology and be able to say, hey, folks, what we're looking for is this kind of a truck. It's silver. It's a whatever, the make and the model, and just send it out. This is what I don't like about the Amber Alert system. The Amber Alert system has had its own problems, right? Because they try to narrow it down to just the area that is affected, and sometimes it doesn't have all the right information.
And the quote-unquote kidnapper ends up being a family member,
yes.
And so that's very confusing to the public, and because it has gotten messy. But I want to get back to this Gabby Alert system. I like that idea. I think it is worth exploring. You know, police get a BOLO, a be on the lookout. They get notifications. Why not, why not get our heads together and figure out if there's not a way to alert the public to somebody, man or woman, who's committed a violent act against another person? Because now they are running, scared. They may be at risk of harming the public and, you know, hurting other people. So the Gabby Alert, let's look into that and explore that.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.